When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. And a friendly reminder, if your child is acting up, maybe really acting up, the first answer is not exorcism at the church. It's hear them out, listen, help them, guide them, maybe some therapy if needed. Exorcism, rarely the answer. Especially when they're three. As was found out near San Jose, where the death of a three-year-old girl at a church linked to San Jose kidnapping ruled a homicide. This comes to us from NBC Bay Area. The death of a three-year-old girl last fall during an apparent exorcism at a backroom San Jose church has been officially ruled a homicide, according to the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner's Office. Authorities say the girl died during an exorcism-type ceremony performed by the girl's family, who believe she was possessed by an evil spirit. The church where she died is the same one that was searched last week after a three-month-old baby was kidnapped from a home. The victim's grandfather is, surprise, a pastor there. The medical examiner's office concluded the cause of death was asphyxia due to suffocation. Authorities make that ruling when they believe a death was caused by the actions of another person. It's not a legal conclusion and doesn't necessarily mean anyone will face murder charges. The victim's mother, Claudia Hernandez, was arrested in January on felony child abuse charges and remains in custody without bail. She declined NBC Bay Area's request to speak with her from jail. According to court documents NBC Bay Area exclusively obtained last week, Hernandez and the girl's uncle brought her to the church last September, believing she was possessed by a demon because she would sometimes wake up at night screaming or crying. Yeah, that's not normal for a three-year-old. Or is it? According to the family statement to police, the three family members held the girl down for 7 hours, repeatedly forcing her to throw up in an attempt to, they say, rid her body of the evil spirit. Investigators say Hernandez did not attempt to call for any medical help for at least 2 hours after the child died. When police arrived, they found the girl with multiple injuries around her eyes, face, neck, and chest. They said she had been given nothing except about 6 ounces of water in the 20 hours leading up to her death. Hernandez faces potential life sentence if convicted in this trial. She said, I wish I could go back, but there's no point in me doing that. I cannot change what is. It is what it is. Hernandez recorded the video in her car and told viewers she has learned to think positive. Hopefully she continues to think positive when she's shanked in jail. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Didn't miss any episodes of True Crime Today from the Dark Side Of. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay safe out there.